And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 27th of October. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Fitzroy, Sole, Malin, Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Faroes 991, moving steadily southeast, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northward Cirra, southward Cirra, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Forties and Cromarty, decreasing 5 at times later. Squally showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. West, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in Fisher. Showers, becoming squally, good. Humber, Thames, northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in North Humber, decreasing 4 at times in Thames and later in West Humber. Rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Dover, north or northwest 5, decreasing 2 to 4. Rain, then fair, moderate, becoming good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, northerly, veering easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in White. Rain, then becoming fair, except in northwest Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in northwest Biscay. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, becoming variable 2 at times in southeast. Showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole. Northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in west. Fair until later in Sole, otherwise rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in North Fitzroy. Lundy, Fastnet, northwesterly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in southwest Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northwest 5 to 7, veering north 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in southwest, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Malin and Hebrides, then decreasing 4 at times. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic at first in Fair Isle, otherwise north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 6. Slight showers, 6 miles, 1009, rising. Stornoway, northwest by west 5. Recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1003, rising. Lerwick, west-southwest 4. Showers, 8 miles, 993, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west-southwest 5. Recent rain, 22 miles, 998, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west 3. 27 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 4. 22 miles, 1005, rising. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1010, rising slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north 6, 11 miles, 1014, rising quickly. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1016, rising more slowly. Jersey, north 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north 5, more than 27 miles, 1018, rising quickly. Silly Automatic, North by West 4, 27 miles, 1,020, rising. Milford Haven, Northwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1,018, rising. Aberporth, Northwest by West 5, 27 miles, 1,018, rising. Valley, West-Northwest 4, 19 miles, 1,016, rising. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest 6, Hayes, 4 miles, 1,014, rising. Valentia, Northwest 2, 24 miles, 1,021, rising. Ronaldsway, West-Northwest 5, 27 miles, 1,014, rising. Malin Head, West by North 6, 14 miles, 1,013, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, Northwest by West 6, 11 miles, 1,010, rising. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation. The northern half of the United Kingdom will be affected by strong to gale force west to northwesterly winds during Sunday, whereas a ridge of high pressure extending across Southern Ireland, Wales and Southern England will bring lighter breezes to these areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first near Aberdeenshire, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, then decreasing 4 later in south. Squally showers in north, becoming fair in south. Good, occasionally moderate in far north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering northwest later. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, decreasing 3 at times later in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Salsey Bill. Northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Salsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North, veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 or 5. Becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, decreasing 3 at times in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers in north, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Excuse me. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then veering north 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate until later. And the Shetland Isles, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in west, then backing northwesterly later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin, which brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. Shortly, we'll join the BBC World Service. We'll take us through the night before we return at 20 past 5 with the shipping forecast and news briefing. But if you're staying up, listen to 4 Extra right now, and you'll hear Utopia, Thomas More's classic work of fiction and political philosophy. That begins very shortly. And don't forget, the clocks go back at 2 a.m, marking the end of British summertime. Winter's on the way. Still the bonuses. Plenty of fine weather tomorrow, and you'll have an extra hour in bed. Thank you for your company this evening on Radio 4. This is John Hammond's Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, I'm Caroline Wyatt, and welcome to The World This Week, the programme that tells you how the world has changed in the past 7 days. This was the week when computing, perhaps, made a quantum leap.
This is the hello world moment for quantum computing that many of us have been waiting for.
The week when people in Lebanon united. In a good-natured protest against the system. But protests in Chile have been grimmer. Also, why the King of Thailand reminds some of Henry VIII.
Royal noble consort Seninat is ungrateful and behaves in ways unbecoming of her title.
And the row over basketball and censorship in China and the US.
In siding with the Chinese Communist Party and silencing free speech, the NBA is acting like a wholly owned subsidiary of that authoritarian regime.
All that after this.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Catholic bishops have voted to recommend allowing married men to become priests in remote areas. The vote followed a Vatican synod on the Amazon region, where there's a shortage of priests for indigenous communities. John McManus reports.
Priestly celibacy has been the norm in the Catholic Church for centuries, though it's always been viewed as a tradition rather than a matter of doctrine. Like any major change, the idea of married priests is a challenging one for many Catholics, and there's been widespread opposition to this issue, even being discussed at the Vatican meeting. But synod attendees have now voted that men who are already deacons in the church in the Amazon should be considered for the priesthood, whether they're married or single. It could solve the problem of many communities only being visited by a priest a few times a year. But opponents of the idea fear it may spread throughout the global church.
There have been more clashes between Spanish police and protesters in Barcelona, following another huge demonstration against the jailing of 9 Catalan separatist leaders. The vice president of Catalonia said separatists would go on demanding the right to self-determination. Sarah Rainsford is in Barcelona.
The clashes began after nightfall. At first, the crowd threw insults at police, but then came bottles, cans and fireworks. Eventually, the police charged at protesters, forcing them back. I saw several people being detained roughly, including one man, his face dripping with blood. And then the police fired rubber bullets up the street until those sitting cross-legged in the road in front of them turned and fled. They built barricades and set fires right in the smart heart of Barcelona, but for the most part, the police were back in control of the streets.
A group of Iraqi MPs backed by the populist cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have announced that they're starting an indefinite sit-in inside parliament